thin blanket closer to her naked chest. "Ain't no explaining to do or undo. I ain't blind, Maggie. You turn your face over and look out that window, and don't you turn back around until the doctor here gets all his clothing back on. Then him and me will go outside with the boys, and we'll wait for you to come out fully dressed. Then we're going right to the church, and the preacher is gonna marry you two up. I ain't having talk, and there ain't no explaining this," Ben said flatly.
"But, Mr. Listen, we didn't..."
Everett used the blanket as a shield, as he put first one leg and then another into his long union suit, still not completely dry.
"I mean, it's really not like it looks. We got soaked, and the buggy overturned, and the horse ran away.
I'm not interested in listening to you, Doc. Finish getting dressed, and don't try to run or nothing. Never thought I'd see the day I took my shotgun to the wedding for Maggie, but I'm not having people talk about her, so you'll marry her or die."
Ben popped the gun back up on his shoulder. "I'm not marrying nobody." Maggie raised her voice and started to turn around.
"Don't you dare look around here."
Ben's voice would have put icicles on St. Lucifer's pitchfork.
"The man ain't dressed,